It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Are you sleeping at night? If you're not, have you noticed your weight increasing? Because more and more studies are being done that create this link between sleep and our weight. And my guest is Dr. Matthew Mingrone. He's the lead physician for EOS Sleep California Centers. So, Dr. Mingrone, tell us a little bit about that relationship that's only sort of recently in the last maybe 10 years or so between sleep and obesity.
Well, yes, Melody, thanks so much. And oftentimes we get the question of which came first, the obesity or the problems with sleep. But what we're finding is that there is a direct link with people who are not having high quality sleep are really putting themselves at risk for increased weight gain, or those that are already overweight, they're finding an uphill battle to try to get the weight off, because the sleep process is a time where our bodies rejuvenate themselves, and when we're not sleeping appropriately, our bodies are under a lot of stress. There's a lot of inflammation. Our hormones get thrown out of whack, and weight gain is a real issue for a lot of these people.
Okay, so what hormones are you talking about? Because people, you know, there's products on the market, Dr. Mingrone, melatonin products, and, you know, all of these different things that are the hormones they say that we need for better sleep. So speak about those hormones, and now can we replace them if we're not getting them?
Well, melatonin is a little bit different. Melatonin is a naturally occurring hormone that helps to promote sleep. The hormones that I'm referring to, when the body is under stress by not getting the appropriate quality of sleep, are what we call the stress hormones. So cortisol, which we know is a hormone that we produce when we're under stress, that gets raised fairly significantly when we don't get appropriate sleep and our bodies are under a state of inflammation. Cortisol raises our blood sugar, deposits fat in our bodies.
Yeah, it's a nasty little hormone, isn't it?
That's a nasty one. So growth hormone is another hormone we hear a lot about. When we don't get enough sleep, growth hormone actually goes down. When that happens, we lose lean body mass, so we lose muscle tone, we lose muscle mass. Same thing with testosterone. Testosterone goes down when we don't get enough sleep, and again, those two hormones are very closely related. There's two hormones that we're learning a lot about most recently. One of them is called ghrelin, the other one is called leptin. Those two hormones are responsible for our what we call satiety, or our feeling of being full after we eat a meal. The other hormone, leptin, is responsible for our hunger mechanism. So leptin goes up, we tend to eat more. Ghrelin goes down, so we don't feel full as much. That, combined with the fact that our metabolism is messed up from the lack of sleep, leads to weight gain.
Okay, so these hormones, ghrelin and leptin, are they produced while we sleep? Are they night hormones? Are they daytime hormones? Are they increased or decreased after we eat? Does leptin then decrease? I mean, how does that work that it would contribute to this weight gain if we're not sleeping?
Yes, good question. So when we're sleeping, and again, the research that's been done with sleep is really a very new subject, because we used to think, you know, 30, 40 years ago when we went to sleep, you know, there wasn't a lot happening. In fact, we know now that there's a lot of different things that are happening inside our brains. And for our body to be kept at a healthy state, we need to get quality sleep. So leptin and ghrelin are hormones that are produced when we're sleeping. Same thing with those stress hormones. So when our sleep is out of whack, the hormone balance in our bodies get out of whack, and they definitely do affect us during the day, but the production and the regulation of these hormones is what's happening at night in our brains when we're sleeping.
Okay, so if your leptin is really low, and that tells you to stop eating that hormone, and you're feeling sleep deprived anyway, then so you're eating more, you're crabby, your metabolism's down, you're overtired. It all kind of goes together to put weight on us, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Even the types of food that we crave, are we tend to crave a lot of the carbohydrates, a lot of the simple sugars that, as we know, are very easily transformed into fat. So the bottom line is that when our sleep is out of it's the quality that we need, all these hormones are out of whack, and we really do fight an uphill battle. We know that different conditions, such as a medical condition called obstructive sleep apnea, because of all this inflammation in our bodies, the quality of sleep is not what it is. It can lead to other problems like high blood pressure, diabetes,
and I know
heart
people
disease,
with fibromyalgia, stroke. Too, they have issues with sleep, and polymyalgia, fibromyalgia, some of these kinds of... So what do we do about it? We have about 3 minutes left. I want to have you tell the listeners what they can do about this relationship, how they can change that pattern.
Sure. Well, I think what we like to do, first of all, is talk about sleep hygiene. So three big points here. Prepare yourself for a good night's sleep. What do I mean by that? Well, we need to start to unplug ourselves from all the artificial stimulation that we get, the artificial light that actually helps to suppress the production of melatonin. So put the cell phones down, get off of email, turn the TV off. Let's start to wind our bodies down so we can get ready for sleep. Let's make sure that our environment in the bedroom is really used as for a sanctuary for sleep. The bedroom should be cool, dark, and quiet, and as best we can, let's leave stress out of the bedroom. Let's not sit in bed and work on our laptops and things like that. Let's put those and leave those out of the bedroom. And finally, I think it's important to schedule ourselves for a good quality night's sleep. So let's try to get to bed and wake up at the same times whenever possible, and try to let ourselves have anywhere between 7 to 9 hours set aside for good quality sleep.
So unplug the electronic devices. Tone down your brain activity a little bit. Don't be stressed out in your bedroom. Don't do work and answer emails and that sort of thing. Keep it out of the bedroom. And what about darkness? Does that make a difference? You said dark
Absolutely.
And cool. Does it make a big difference?
Yes. Absolutely. Any of that artificial light that's constantly bombarding our bodies, even when our eyes are closed, is affecting our brains, and that definitely can affect what we call our sleep cycles and our sleep stages.
Okay, and do naps figure into this at all?
Naps can be very helpful to a certain degree. If people are starting to nap for more than, let's say, 45 minutes to an hour, that can be a problem. So too much napping can also be a sign of something other than that we may not be getting the quality sleep that we need. So if people are starting to feel run down, let's say, towards the middle end of the afternoon, that can be a sign or a symptom that they have interruptions in their sleep, like sleep apnea, which is where our brains are not getting enough oxygen when we're sleeping at night. And if people are suffering from something like that, snoring is a big sign of that, they need to be evaluated by a professional, by somebody who has expertise in the upper airway anatomy and focuses and specializes on sleep.
Otolaryngologists typically are now kind of moving into this sleep medicine a bit, and what a great burgeoning field this is for you all. In the last 30, 40 seconds, please wrap it up for us, Dr. Mingron, and wrap up how we can get the best quality sleep to help keep our weight down.
Sure. Well, ultimately, lifestyle is something that we have under control. So fitness, nutrition, stress management, these are the things that we can do on a day-to-day basis. We've talked about sleep hygiene a little bit today. Anything beyond that, if you're having issues, if your bed partner's snoring, if your sleep is being interrupted, if you wake up with morning headaches, you really need to be seen by a professional who can take it to the next level to make sure there's not something else going on that's preventing you from getting a good night's sleep.
And we certainly all really, really crave our good night's sleep, and you could just help keep your weight down and focus and think more clearly in the day. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.